This is 105.9 The Region, and you're listening to Discovery, the radio show for podcasters. Your content, unfiltered. This is Discovery.
Hello and welcome to our third podcast of HR Untethered, Navigating HR Realities with Lisa Kay. I'm Glenn Perkins, your host and fellow student when it comes to all matters related to HR. This series has been designed to inform listeners of trends in human resources management, discuss how changes to our work environment is affecting management of what is arguably any company's most important resource, and explore the opportunities that technology delivers to us. In past episodes, we have covered the impact of remote location work on a workforce, how COVID changed the experience and expectations of employees, and answered questions that were sent to us by listeners. In this next episode, we are going to explore the two letters being spoken by everyone these days, AI. Some fear it, some celebrate it, but it's becoming clear that we all must embrace AI on some level because it's only going to become more prevalent. HR processes have evolved, and it's fascinating to see how AI and automation are being integrated into a company's daily HR task. The integration of AI and automation represents a pivotal juncture in the evolution of HR processes, offering unparalleled opportunities to elevate organizational performance, enhance employee experiences, and drive growth. By embracing these technological advancements thoughtfully and strategically, HR professionals can position themselves as catalysts for innovation and transformation within their organizations. To guide us through this exploration of HR and AI, we have Lisa Kay, who is President and Lead Consultant for Peak Performance Human Resources HR. Since 2012, Peak Performance HR has offered HR consulting services to startup, small and mid-sized businesses that supports their HR programs and initiatives through cost-effective and flexible work arrangements meeting their ongoing needs. Peak Performance HR is a fractional HR outsourcing company that provides organizations with practical HR solutions that addresses all functions of HR. Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So AI is both a very big topic on the minds of many and a potentially contentious topic, as AI for some seems to suggest being replaced by technology. I'd like to start with the history of AI and HR, if I might, so we can understand just how long it's played a role and set the stage for this new level of AI. How long have AI tools been available within human resources?
So based on my research, AI has been available in the HR world for some time, since probably around the mid-2010s we started seeing it more and more. And today, you know, it's still honestly in its infancy stage in that there's so much potential for utilizing it. And it's available. It's just, you know, the adoption is a little slower than it is in perhaps some other industries as well.
So let's talk about the advancements. How have the tools advanced?
Well, I think AI tools for HR can be utilized in so many different ways. But the number one place we've been noticing its implementation has been in talent acquisition in particular. So in the recruiting process, anyone who's applied for a job recently will probably know that when they submit their resume online, it goes into some type of ATS, or applicant tracking system, which then automatically helps the HR department figure out who the top candidates are for those roles based on keyword searches and other data that may be included in the resume. So that would be a very typical utilization of AI today.
So that's why my resume keeps getting looked over.
I do tell people who have been job searching for a long time that if they're not customizing the resume and reviewing each job posting and updating the resume to match some of those keywords in the job posting, they're doing themselves a disservice, because it isn't often a human who's reviewing those resumes anymore and reading through all of the text that you've provided and all of the background. Really, it comes down to keywords and making sure that you have some of the skills and experience that the company is looking for.
Lisa, what specific AI tools or technologies do you believe would be most beneficial for HR processes, and why?
Technology, I think, has wonderful advantages, but of course people are afraid too. So when we're thinking about how to utilize and incorporate AI into our HR processes, there could be some really great ideas. So for example, employee engagement surveys. Typically we've done those type of surveys and it's more manual. There's, you know, an HR professional or a consultant who's confidentially gathering the information and then taking it back and reviewing it and reporting on it, which is a process that AI can do in great numbers. So, you know, they can take a ton of data, or the AI tool could take a ton of data and be able to develop a report and recommendations based on that data that would be quicker and more efficient than probably, you know, a single person trying to take on that task themselves.
Is it also able to identify trends?
Absolutely. And that's the other thing. The data that you put into an AI tool can generate a ton of useful information that can then be used by the company for all sorts of decisions. And that is one of the other pros of utilizing AI, is that it does help make better business decisions. We also can talk about AI as it relates to performance management and career progression, for example. You know, if you have employees who are telling you that they want to go in a particular direction or have certain interests in certain projects or they have certain skill sets, telling that to a manager may, you know, that conversation may end right there. I mean, it may progress and it may not, depending on who the manager is. Whereas if you had a tool that you could input that kind of data into, you know, there's decisions that can be made in the life cycle of that employee that can be based on the input that they're generating and be able to make decisions for that employee that will help keep them engaged and motivated and ultimately be able to retain employees based on that type of information.
And that is such an important thing. With the AI technology, would it be easier to track those goals of an employee? Because I can remember meeting with my manager saying, this is what I want to do. This is what I've achieved the past year. This is what I'd like to achieve. But I never really felt that the feedback was getting me where I wanted to be.
That's exactly right. And I think a lot of people share that experience. You know, I think one of the things we have seen more regularly now is companies do use automated performance management tools that have AI capabilities as their way of assessing performance and tracking goals and objectives and things like that. And as an HR consultant, that is something I always recommend for exactly that reason. You know, in the quote-unquote olden days when we'd have a conversation, a performance discussion with the manager, and we would handwrite the notes and then we would put it in the employee's file and you'd shove it into a filing cabinet, chances are that piece of paper wouldn't see the light of day until the following year when you say, oh yeah, whatever happened to that conversation? With the AI tools, that can be a regular part of the employee's experience. How, you know, what do they need to do to achieve that next level? What skills or gaps do they have that they need to take additional training in order to achieve that next level? And they can work with their manager based on recommendations and based on the AI feedback to achieve their own aspirations in their careers, which is, again, a good thing for both the employee and the employer.
What would you say are some of the pros of utilizing AI automation in HR?
I guess one thing that you would see is improved accuracy, although admittedly there are some people who are concerned that the results from AI can be inaccurate because the data is only as good as what is inputted. But ultimately, if you mitigate risk and take the time to implement AI properly, at the end of the day, you can expect that the accuracy, based on the algorithms, et cetera, would be an improvement over what you can expect from a human. Ultimately, also cost savings, of course, there would be an initial investment for sure, but over the course of time, cost savings could be a pro. As I say, and of course, you know, I think to myself, you're probably going to say cost savings. Does that mean we're going to be replacing our humans? And there is a genuine fear, of course, and that's probably part of the adoption hesitation. Ultimately, there could be new jobs created through the utilization of AI, and it's an understandable fear, but really, how I like to think of AI is a complement to a human job. So you're not replacing a manager, but you're giving managers a tool that can help make their jobs better, more efficient, more accurate, and free them up to do things that AI perhaps cannot help with, and let the AI take on some of those tasks that are more administrative, for example, in nature.
And I was going to mention that it's another tool, isn't it? It's another tool that companies can use, managers can use to help not only their job, but also the employees that they're managing.
Exactly. You know, managers have a lot on their plate, and one of the biggest challenges for managers is that they don't have time to focus on the things they need to focus on because they're often bogged down with trivial or administrative tasks that just take up so much time. And that is where I see AI being the most valuable, is being able to free up managers and leaders and employees to do their jobs, the important elements of their jobs, without bogging them down with trivial tasks that are just time-consuming.
And by being bogged down with those tasks can affect their decision-making process.
Their decision-making process, as well as just their engagement and their productivity overall. I mean, if you're frustrated by how much administration or how much day-to-day crap, for lack of a better word, you're doing, when you have all these big projects and exciting things you'd like to be spending your time on, you just don't have it, the bandwidth to take that on. There's just so much opportunity and so much potential there.
I can remember that when I was a manager, most of my time was dealing with the day-to-day issues that people had and things like budgets, staffing constraints. I couldn't really do the job I should have been doing because I had all these other issues that I had to deal with. Will AI alleviate some of those issues for managers?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I was listening to actually a very interesting podcast myself recently through the Wall Street Journal. And one of the utilizations that they had mentioned that AI can perform, which I think is fascinating, especially for small businesses, was the idea of a chat box that can respond to questions, sort of day-to-day questions that employees have for their managers about HR-related things. So, for example, how much vacation time do I have left? What is their sick leave policy? So, for example, if you had a chat box that can help employees answer questions that otherwise would be directed to their managers, and probably managers are rolling their eyes thinking, I don't have time for this, but can be quickly responded to with accuracy through, for example, a chat box. That to me was brilliant. And although I could see some people being afraid that can take over the role of an HR person, really there's a human element to HR that can't be replaced. But there is just that day-to-day, you know, black and white utilization where a chat box can effectively respond to these types of questions. It's not rocket science. It's really just getting an answer, knowing where to look for it, and providing employees with ways to help themselves.
That comes down to education, doesn't it? To teach the employees, to educate the employees that the chat box is your friend and don't be afraid of it.
Yeah, exactly. And you could start there. I think many of us have had that experience with chat boxes for different companies. I don't think many have experienced it within their own organization as an HR tool. But certainly if you're having a problem with your iPhone and you go on to the Apple website, I'm sure there's a chat box that will help direct your question to the appropriate department, and you're going to answer a few questions and they're going to give you a few answers, and ultimately you're going to reach the destination you need to get to. And I think I could foresee that being the same way in HR. And although a part of me thinks, you know, big companies aren't there yet, how can small companies be there? I actually think it can be even more valuable to small companies who don't have the resources to be spending looking up policy handbooks and referring back to questions that employees are asking over and over again that can easily be answered with automation.
I heard a phrase the other day that stuck with me, and it was, just because you're small doesn't mean you can't think big.
That's my motto. I think I need to adopt that. I absolutely agree with that. I mean, you don't need to extend yourself beyond your comfort zone, but there's certainly technology that can be utilized and in other ways that a small company can think big, and it can be a really great outcome for them to figure out creative ways of doing business that, you know, that ultimately relies, you know, on other new technologies.
For HR departments, AI can enhance efficiency, effectiveness, and there's the overall employee experience with the organization. You mentioned that people, employees, might fear that they're being replaced by machines, and that is certainly something that typically comes up in any discussion concerning AI. Do you have any suggestions on how to deal with those concerns when the path forward certainly seems to suggest for some this is going to be the case? Is cross-training on jobs the way, or even just investing in other skill development?
All of those things can be true. And And ultimately, I think communication, and that's one thing you're going to get from humans that you're not going to get from AI, is open communication. Being able to sit down across the room or even via Zoom with somebody to address concerns on a human level. As much data as you input into any AI technology, it's still going to be technology as far as I'm concerned. It cannot replace the human experience. I can appreciate why people might feel afraid of that and be resistant to that. But ultimately, I think having conversations and continuing having social contact with employees, having resources and opportunities to meet face-to-face and even socialize will be an important element to reminding people how important the human is in human resources. But like I said, some of the transactional tasks can easily be taken over by automation, and I think would have minimal disruption and in fact offers a lot of positive potential.
Would that be the challenge for companies to balance the amount of AI they use with their human resource personnel?
Perhaps in the future. I think I think we're still a ways away from that particular problem occurring, only because, like I said, the adoption is quite slow. But I see more and more HR leaders who are looking at ways of utilizing AI, not only for their HR departments, but asking, you know, all leaders in every department of the organization, how can we take advantage? How can we use AI to complement what we're doing, to make our jobs better, to make our jobs easier, to make our jobs more accurate? So I think, you know, there's, again, so much opportunity for us to engage with AI in a positive way.
Are there any challenges or concerns associated with this increased reliance on technology?
So there have been things that I've mentioned that are potential challenges to utilizing AI. You know, one of the things we've talked about is the accuracy of information. If you're dealing with data sets and algorithms, it may or may not be a perfect science. So we have to watch for that and be cognizant that that could potentially be a challenge so that we can mitigate that. You know, I've heard people express concerns about privacy and security risks because technology is scary, and we've all seen what happens. I mean, even the most security-ridden applications have had breaches to that security, so it is scary for most of us who don't understand how it works, and having, again, the opportunity to review and mitigate any risk associated with that. Technical issues. I mean, how many times have we complained about glitches in whatever technology we're using? So that can be certainly a challenge that I could imagine or foresee happening. But overall, I personally think that if we're weighing the pros versus cons of utilizing AI, I personally think that there's more advantages than disadvantages.
For me, you touched on it. It's not knowing how it works. Whenever I'm trying to do something, if I don't fully grasp it, then I'm hesitant to welcome it into my life.
I agree. And being a Gen Xer myself, I'm still of the generation, and many of us are this way. You know, I've always been resistant to change to some extent. I also am curious about change, so I'm always kind of torn on that. I think different people, different generations, different demographics are going to feel differently about adopting new technology for some of these functions. But I think in the long run, hopefully we'll all get to a place where we're comfortable moving forward.
For people, for companies who welcome advancements, who are looking forward to using different tools when they do business, what AI tools are available and recommended for small, mid-sized businesses?
So actually, I kind of tried to prepare a little bit on for this question because there are so many tools. And really, I think a business should approach a specialist to discuss what would be most relevant for them. But for example, there are AI-powered writing assistants that help businesses to optimize job postings. So, for example, if you're posting on Indeed and you have a kind of blah, not so enticing job description, you may want to utilize AI to see how you could spice that up a little bit. You know, ChatGPT is a particular technology that many of us have already started playing with a little bit. If you haven't, I recommend that you do go check it out. And it's just an eye-opener on how you can take a simple paragraph that you've written and what it can be transformed into just by the use of AI. So I find that particular technology interesting. There's also lots of different recruitment software, as we've mentioned, that help to assess candidate skills and assess what what applicants may be best suited for which positions. There's pre-employment assessment testing that companies are using now to ensure that the candidates they are bringing in are qualified and have the experience and qualifications to do the roles that they're hiring them to do. So, predictive analytics as well. Who's going to succeed in what role? Who's going to be a flight risk? Who's going to be a star performer? That type of technology. And there's so many different softwares out there that that we can certainly assist you help navigate that world for you.
Is there a way, I don't want to say to get around AI, but to have it work in your favor?
I actually often ask the same question depending on what platform. So I think we've already touched a little bit on the whole idea of customizing a resume to ensure that you have keywords. Keywords in this day and age, whether we're talking about AI or SEO, it seems like it's a very an important element to be thinking about when you're writing a resume, when you're applying for jobs, making sure that you, I don't want to say trick the system, but certainly flag the algorithms that are out there so that your resume makes it to the top of the pile. I think in this day and age, because most recruiting firms or organizations that are using this type of tool have the luxury of only maybe picking out the top 10 or 20 applicants that meet their criteria. So you want to be within that top 20, and there may be 400 resumes. So that's how important it is to utilize those keywords to try to get captured by the AI tools and brought to the top of the list there. That would be one example.
I'm thinking back to when I used to send out resumes. There were always key phrases that I would use, such as team player.
Right.
What I would be bringing to the table and working it out to that it's more beneficial for the to hire me would be more beneficial to the company than actually me getting a job.
That's right. I mean, and that's definitely true today, but I think that's probably a better tool or a better strategy to use when you're in the interview. You have to get to the interview. And a lot of people are struggling with that because, you know, I hear a lot of people who've been sending out hundreds of resumes and aren't getting any calls. And I always say, are you using keywords? Because I know that that's definitely one of the things that is going to help in that job search for sure.
Even more important now with AI going through the resume before it actually gets in front of a
exactly.
set of human eyes. So Lisa, we've talked about the role AI has played in HR and the option for companies to employ today. But what are the future? There must be software applications in the works. Let's use the auto industry for an example. We're testing driverless cars now and have been for 5 years. But 20 years ago, we were talking of the day that these would be available. There was a clear path on innovation. Clearly, the impetus was to eliminate or reduce accidents on highways and stop or reduce insurance payouts. What is AI for HR in the future working to solve? Do you have a sense of that and what it might look like?
So I think AI in general, there's a few things that AI would be looking to solve and capable of solving. One we've talked about is, you know, better decision making. So taking large amounts of data and being able to utilize that data to help companies make better decisions. Another thing is scalability, for example, where AI automation can easily scale to handle large volumes of HR tasks and making that suitable for organizations of all sizes, whether you're a startup or whether you're a large multinational company, as well as continuous improvement. AI algorithms can learn from data over time, so this will allow HR systems to adapt and improve their performance-based feedback and evolve, and then be able to evolve the requirements of what the company needs to do to continuously improve their processes, their product, their service, etc. And just in general, innovation. I mean, technology is wonderful, and as time goes on, it's becoming more and more innovative, and AI opens up opportunities for HR departments or companies to explore innovative solutions and approaches to managing human capital, to driving organizational growth and overall competitiveness.
When I look at AI, I think back to computers. You know, when we first started using computers in the late 80s and 90s, and how before that, for me in my industry, it was a typewriter or pen and paper, and then we advanced into computers. And I can still recall the hesitancy when it was, oh, we're getting a computer into the newsroom.
Yeah, well, I mean, I started in the business world a little later than that, but I definitely remember large quantities of paper that had to be faxed from one department to another. I used to work in the financial industry, and it was unbelievable the piles, feet high that we needed to get through of paper. Yeah, perfect example. Technology evolves, and most of the time, I like to think that most of the time, it's proven to be a very good thing for us as a civilization. I'm sure that there's arguments that there's downsides, and of course, I wouldn't disagree with that. But for the most part, technology has helped us tremendously, and I think that AI technology, I know that there's definitely some fear. I know that, you know, Elon Musk has shared some opinions about AI, and it can be quite scary to listen to him. But I'm still interested in embarking on this journey and seeing some of the positive outcomes that AI can bring to businesses today.
Well, it's a journey that I've just recently started embarking on in my profession, using voices. Programming audio voices to say certain things that I can use.
Yeah, and I didn't even know about that till very recently. I didn't know the capability, to your point, with voice or graphics. To be able to use AI to create a graphic is mind-blowing. So I think that the potential is beyond most of our understandings. I'll admit, I'm not an AI expert. I look forward to learning a lot more about it because it's certainly become an interest of mine. But from everything I've read and seen so far, and I do have clients who, even though they're small, have been utilizing different AI tools to help their business. Another great example has been pre-employment testing. So the predictive index testing, where people do, I'm sure you probably have seen these personality tests where you answer a bunch of questions and you try to, to your earlier point, you try to answer correctly what you think might be the right answer. Even if you play those games, the way that these tools have been developed, they sort of see through that and at the end are able to generate really interesting profile reports that help organizations decide, is this person going to excel in a sales role, or are they better suited to more of an admin role, for example? And being able to look at various criteria and pieces and parts of a personality to determine, are they self-motivated, or are they going to need more coaching and mentoring from others in the team? And looking at all of those factors and deciding whether this person is, a good fit, whether they should be moved up, whether they're just a great employee and should remain where they are, whether maybe they're not a good fit. And AI tools can help with all of those decisions based on, what's already been created. We just need to move forward with it.
And it's good that you mentioned small business, because we kind of touched on it earlier about the amount of work that people have to do on top of what they're actually paid to do. And for a small business, if you're trying to deal with contractors, if you're dealing with your product, you're dealing with employees, you just run out of hours in the day.
Exactly. And so that's where I think there's so many tools out there that can help to automate and make a lot of what you do that does not require your specific expertise, but just requires your time. It can just take it off your plate and do it in a really effective, efficient, accurate way. Why not look at that? Obviously cost upfront may be an issue, but ultimately I think the ROI on your time savings alone may prove to be a worthwhile.
And this isn't something you're going to see results overnight. It's like any business, it's going to take time. You have to have that window. Lisa, how common is the use of AI technology in organizations today?
Again, I think, as I started saying, AI in HR is still kind of in its early inception, definitely being talked about. And that's why I wanted to have this conversation, because I've been hearing more and more about AI and HR. Certainly, we see a lot of it in recruiting, and most larger organizations are using some type of AI tool to assist them in that department, in talent acquisition. Many small businesses have approached me about utilizing AI tools for some of the other areas, like performance management, as an example, or employee engagement surveys, for another example. So I think it's becoming an increased interest in it. But it's still slow. It's a slower evolution, but I think at the end of the day, it will take over. It will take hold.
Well, as I said at the outset, it's up to us to come to terms with how we master these technologies and make it work for us. Thank you, Lisa, for once again sharing your experiences and understanding of managing human resources with us. That's a wrap for this edition, and I thank you, our listeners, for staying tuned. If you missed any part of this podcast or want to hear it again, you can access this and all episodes of HR Untethered, Navigating HR Realities with Lisa Kay, wherever you find your favorite podcast, including Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, and many others. And if you would like to reach out to Lisa Kay to learn more about how peak performance human resources HR can help your business, contact Lisa at inquiries@peakperformancehr.com or check out her website at peakperformancehr.com.
Discovery, the radio show for podcasters, exclusive to 105.9 The Region. Expand your audience and extend your reach. Send us your podcast, info@1059theregion.com.